Lebanon has seen a lot of violence in recent years, so much, in fact, that many Lebanese worry that their country could slip into a civil war. That didn't stop the opening of a new restaurant in Beirut called Buns and Guns. The restaurant's theme is all about Lebanon's violent side. And 1 month after it opened, business is booming, as the world's Aaron Schachter discovered.
For many Beirutis, going to the Dahiya neighborhood is akin to taking a drive from Beverly Hills to south central L.A. The Hezbollah stronghold is viewed with suspicion, if not outright fear.
There's bad advertisement, and be careful, they will kill you or something like that. I don't think so. Anyone can come, anyone can go.
That's Buns and Guns owner Rabia Shibani. His new restaurant is drawing a crowd from all over the city.
Everything seems scary when you don't know it. But when you enter, you see the camouflage roof, you see the fake guns on the...
They're all fake, yes?
Yeah, all fake.
Aside from the guns and the ever-present sound of attack helicopters, the walls and waitstaff are covered in camouflage, and sandbags demarcate the patio. Shibani says he's not trying to glorify war, but poke fun at Lebanon's troubles, something that all Lebanese share, regardless of which neighborhood they're from. On the menu is a terrorist meal and Lebanese resistance bread. The rest of the items read like a litany of weaponry.
I have Stinger and ground air missiles. I have bullets 50 caliber. I have chicken camouflage. It's a salad. I have M16 carbine. It's a roast beef sandwich. I have a B-52. It's a very big, huge beef sandwich. I can give you the anti-tank missiles. Its name is Cornet.
Okay.
Very delicious.
Whatever the small one is, though.
This is small one, ciabatta bread.
Okay.
Yeah. Hassan?
While I'm waiting, I chat with some guys who came from downtown Beirut to check out the place. Here's Ramzi Farhat.
It's a good place and it's cheap, too. If we had this in downtown, it would have cost, like, triple. So, and it was a good meal for a good value. It's nice. And it's a good PR scam.
Buns and Guns owner Shibani wouldn't call it a scam, but he knew what he was doing when he came up with the theme.
What's he call it? It's self-advertisement. And the name has its own advertising to get inside the brain of everyone reading the menu. Yeah, it's very attractive.
So I'm just another sucker who's been drawn in by the name to interview you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels good. Shibani gets suckers from all over the city. Some, like yours truly, may be nervous at first about coming to this neighborhood, dubbed Hezbollahstan, but Shibani does a good job of putting people at ease. Buns and Guns also delivers. Shibani says sometimes he's nervous about his drivers going into other neighborhoods. If sectarian violence should flare up in, say, a Sunni enclave, there's no question that his guys from the Shiite neighborhood would be targeted. Shibani hopes to open a Buns and Guns franchise within 4 months at a seaside tourist spot just north of Beirut, and maybe in the not-too-distant future at a food court near you. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.
You can see pictures of Buns and Guns, the restaurant that is, at theworld.org.